But the problem with lukewarm people, they won't budge. They keep doing things that's not right. And they can't bear fruit. They're sterile to life. They're not sterile clean. They're sterile. They can't produce fruit. Now, Jesus is warning. He warned us well. He said in chapter 3, get it back. Okay, here we go. Verse 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's the protocol of God. If you won't budge. The latest thing that the Lord told me about lukewarm people, they won't budge. They stay in their condition and they don't change. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Now this one, watch this. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire. You see that? There it is again, the old ordinance of Moses, gold tried in the fire, purified riches, and white garments, which represent righteousness of God, of Jesus, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you might see. This is the counsel of God. This is what his devoted love for you is telling you to do if you're lukewarm. Or to anybody that is lukewarm. He's counseling us to buy of gold, buy of me, buy of Jesus, gold tried in the fire. See, when people take riches from wicked people, that's an extension of them. You don't want their evil that's on their goods. They got it with their evil life and their evil doings. You got to burn it. And then it'll be cleansed. But we don't have spoils of war like they used to as much. But consider who's giving you money and why. God don't receive everything of everyone. If people pay tithes and they have something against their brother, they got strife against their brother, that God, you leave that money at the altar and go get it right with your brother. Because obedience is always better than sacrifice, even tithes. But who preaches that? Get things right, then give. And a lot of things are stalled because people have disobeyed those things. We have to destroy. See, if we don't forgive, God can't forgive us. Take these things serious. God has a protocol, and it's very important. He said, I counsel thee to buy me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, for real, not just have possessions, spiritual wealth, and white raiment. You're forgiven. All your sins are washed out by the blood of Jesus. That's why you're righteous. That thou mayest be clothed. Now you got clothes on. You got the armor back on. You got your priestly garments on. And your king, you got your crown on. You're like you're supposed to be. You're clothed. And that's shame. See, if you're wearing white raiment, you got the armor, you got the priestly robe, and you got the king's robe all in one. You got your authority back, for real. You got your authority. People that's out of covenant don't have it. Satan can't, he can't play games with a person that know God. He play games with people that don't know him. Don't forget that. This is too important. You don't want to be like the people of verse 9 in 2 Peter 1. You want to be like the people from 5 to 8 and 10. You want to skip over number 9. You don't want that to ever apply to your life. Verse 9 in 2 Peter 1. Okay. Let's go over the counsel again. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. Now I'm adding the word for real. That you might be rich for real in truth. Continuing. And white raiment with white clothes, that thou mayest be clothed. You got your covenant back. You got your priestly garments on and your kingship garments on and your crown. Your authority always comes from obedience and covenant. You're in, You're in kingdom covenant agreement with God. Now you can fight for real. You're rich for real, and you're clothed for real, and you're not naked, and you're not miserable, and you're not poor, and you're not blind. You're on fire for God. You're hot. You're not neutered. You're hot. You're not cold. And you do things according to God's word. And then he said, anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. The word of God will clear up everything that's foggy. Everything that caused you not to see. Now watch this. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. This is a choice. As many as I love, I rebuke. He's not talking these, saying these things. If he didn't like the lukewarm people, he would have just let them go in that way and judge them. But no, he loves us. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. That's why I pay attention to the Lord. I say I will do all that's in his heart. I want to do it not the way I think it should be, but the way it should be. I want to minister to people and be appropriate and accurate. This is their last chance for salvation. Every day we live, this is a day that they can be repenting if they need to. If a person need to repent and reject the sins and pick up life again, I'm off. That's why I live. That's what I desire for every soul. Not just people that I like, but people that don't like me. Every soul needs this. This is for everybody. If you're hearing this, I mean it for you. I want you to know Jesus for real and not just go through the motions of life. So many Christian people are disappointed because they misunderstood something. Some things are not clear. Some dots have never been connected. People think it's God's will to suffer. It's God's will that I don't have enough. It's God's will. God got me in this situation to teach me something. I've heard all kind of miserable. See, when people are lukewarm, one of the things is that they're miserable. They're not excited about life anymore. They're consumed with, the lust of other things entering in. It don't have to be good. If it's a weed, anything that sucks the life out of you, it don't have to be something you want. It can be something you don't want. It can be tragedy, unforgiveness, hurts. When people hurt you, forgive them. And they won't have power over them. And you'll stop fearing what they've done. If you can love a person that don't love you, the God kind of love drives out fear. Perfect love drives, it always drives out fear. The fear that somebody's more powerful and they'll kill you. You know, when you watch a monster movie, the monster's always strong and powerful, much stronger than a man. And faster, and they can see in the dark and crap like that. They got weapons, they got poison, they got, you know, they got speed, they got sharp teeth or whatever to make you fear. When you fear something, you've given it your authority. If you're afraid of a puppy, if you're afraid of a little old dog, you gave that dog your authority. But when you look a lion in the face, like, y'all cut your head off, and you're not afraid of him, the fear jumps back on him. You don't have to be afraid of something just because it's bigger and faster and has sharp teeth. What do we have? We have the armor of God. We have faith. And we have the army of God that will heed our commands. Because our righteousness came from Jesus. We can speak something in the name of Jesus, which is the same as Jesus, and shut down whatever it is, whether it's a mean animal, whether it's a poisonous snake. Even if it bites us, the poison won't work. This is biblical. But you got to know the God you serve. You got to be right with him. You can walk in kingdom authority. You can ask God for protection. If you're tied up and you're laid out in the field, and the lion's on the loose for him to kill you, God can protect you. The armies of God can cut that lion in half. This is Bible. If the armies are surround you, I love that song. It says, it may look like I'm surrounded, but but I'm surrounded by God. I'm surrounded by you. If you got the faith, it's just like the prophet Elisha said, Lord, open the young man's eyes. They were surrounded by a natural army. And the natural army was surrounded by the army of God. And his servant was afraid, but the prophet was not afraid. In fact, he said, Lord, open the young man's eyes. And then that and he saw the army of God surrounding the army of man. And then he, blindness came on him and he led them out. He led them back to Syria where they supposed to be. He fed them first. Imagine that. The reason people don't know these things is because they haven't heard it taught. And they haven't heard it taught because lukewarm preachers don't teach what a lukewarm man or woman cannot see God. They are blind and they are miserable. A miserable person, they can't produce good fruit. How can they? They're looking at their life. They're looking within. Pride looks within what they believe. They don't believe all that. They don't take time to learn all that. Jesus said the people of this world, they're more skilled at operating in their world than we are in ours. That shouldn't be. Some people go ahead and learn what God has to say, and they know their God, and they're strong, and they do exploits. They do all kind of works of goodness, no matter and at the with very little resources. See, you don't need resources. You don't need. It's like my pastor said. You don't need money. You need faith. And he did more with faith than most people did with money. Some people have more resources, but when you have spiritual wealth on your life and you have faith, you can access whatever it is you need. You can tell your dad, I need this. Daddy God, I need this. And you got it, my son, you got it. Covenant. You got covenant authority, your daddy will say. You've got covenant authority. What else do you want, my son? I want your will. You got my will. I want you to guide me so that I don't make a mess of my life. Okay, you got that. What else do you want, my son? Well, a single man say, I need a good wife, but I want one that'll do your will. You got it, my son. When we have children, I want my children to love you and do and follow you to the T. What else do you want, my son? Your daddy will say, you're not miserable. Dad, I feel miserable today. Something's bothering me. Did you put on the garment of praise, my son? I put on the garment of praise, my father. And they do that, and they worship God. And the garment of praise destroys their misery. Lord, why did I get miserable? I need to see something I didn't see before. What else do you want, my son? The Holy Spirit will guide you in the all truth. Oh, I didn't see that before. I let the enemy get through the gate, and I didn't know that was there. The Lord, that's why we need the guidance of God. But first we need covenant. Never leave off the covenant. If you have kingdom covenant, you got kingdom authority. It's tied together. It's not for the wicked. Now, in the beginning of the broadcast, I'm way out of time. I'm going to have to do a part two. But since I'm in part two, I'm going to go back and keep my word. God have always, the Holy Spirit have always found people that will honor him. You remember in Judges, chapter 7. I love the story of Gideon. Gideon, hero. Heroes don't know everything. Did you know that? Heroes don't know everything. The angel called him a mighty man of valor. And I love the story of Gideon. I love verse 2. It says, the Lord said to Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me. I'm going to give you this little bonus. If you follow God, if he loves to take a fraction of one and do something over the top great with it. All right. Keep that in mind. Don't forget. Don't despise small beginnings. God would rather take a feather and destroy an army than an army to destroy an army. All right. Here's a good feather. Gideon. Now watch this. Verse 3. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and unafraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. How about that? The people of fear are gone. The Lord said to Gideon, verse 4, the people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people to the water. And the Lord said to Gideon, everyone that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog laps, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lap, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. I've heard this taught so many ways, but let's look at it carefully here. Verse 6. The number of them that lap, putting their hand to their mouth, they scoop water up. The number of them that lap, putting their hand to their mouth, with 300 men. All right, they scoop water up and they bring it to their mouth. Now they're watching. They can see. But the rest of the people bowed down upon the water, bowed down upon their knees to drink water. If you give a dog a dish, he can lick it. He's lapping. But the people that bowed down upon their knees to drink water. The rest of the people, they bowed down upon their knees to drink water. All right, now watch verse 7. And the Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped, they put the hands in the water and brought it to their mouth and lapped like a dog, will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand and let all other people go, every man to his place. So he's got 300 of the wisest of the 10,000. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets. And he sent all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. When you follow God, he'll do things according to his perfect order. And it can be over the top amazing. This is where you got to trust God. Trust gives you the ability to agree with God when you are reluctant, or when it's understandable that you would be reluctant, just like Gideon. But Gideon, he did this. When you're anointed, you can do things that most can't. He relied on the Lord. Trust is reliance. He relied on the Lord for this. Now watch this, verse 9. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down to the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. Now watch verse 10. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah, thy servant, down to the host. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterwards shall thine hands be strengthened to go down to the host. Then went he down with Phurah his servant unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay alone in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream. Now, this is what I wanted to get to. There was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, And lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came unto a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it, that the tent lay alone. Now watch verse 14. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand has God delivered Midian and all the host. Here is a man. If it was modern times, this man would be a prophet of God. If Jesus had come before he died, he would have believed and he would have been a Gentile man of God. I say that boldly because the Holy Spirit knew who to find. He knew who was of him. Now, I'm not saying that he was not a prophet, even though he was included in this Gentile army that he had to obey. Now, watch. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned unto the host, into the host of Israel, and said, arise, for the Lord has delivered into your hand the host of Midian. Now he's got the confidence of God. He's clothed with the righteousness of God. He's in kingdom authority. He's not miserable. He's not blind, and he's not naked. He's got the arrow. He's got the arrow of God in his sails, just like you. When you love God for real, you're clothed for real, you can see for real, you have kingdom authority for real. You're not a lukewarm, miserable, complaining wilderness walker that looks the part, that look like the people of God. You are one of the people of God. You're on fire for God. Now, another, the Syrian, I won't go to that one, but that was a man in Syria that had leprosy. And the Holy Spirit knew how to connect him with Elisha the prophet. They captured a Jewish girl, a damsel from Israel, and she said, there's a prophet in Israel that can heal your cancer. Your leprosy. And he sent for Elisha to come and heal her. And Elisha told his servant to tell him to go wash in the Jordan and he'd be healed. And he did, and then he got healed. The Holy Spirit knows who's who. And he has a protocol. And he will help those that he can. It's very important for you to follow God on his terms. God has to respond to whatever it is people choose. And he's going to respond and he's going to do something according to what we do. He wished that we were hot or cold, but not lukewarm. Because lukewarm people, They're full of the world. They're leavened by the world, and they don't see what God sees. They don't do what God would do, and they make decisions that they shouldn't make. And they cause people. When they're teaching, they don't teach the truth. When they are living, they don't live for God. They're miserable, blind, and naked. They're without covenant, and they teach. They bear fruit just like them. So God would rather for him to be wicked than lukewarm. Or better yet, he'd rather for him to be on fire for God than lukewarm, because he loves them. But if they won't budge, he's going to spit them out. But the Lord told me recently that a lukewarm person won't budge. He said, and before that, he told me this. He said, you can't get a lukewarm person saved. And I say not at this point anyway, because the Lord told me that. I had to learn to move on. Now, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He didn't say it'll always be what you want to hear. But once he shows you, you have to stick with it. Because the protocols of God, we need it. We all need God to do whatever it is he's doing, what, even if he have to spit out those that we love and care about. It's necessary so that others can live, so that creation can go forward. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. If we stick to what God is saying, we can have the whole, we got the kingdom. It's up to us to learn how to use it and learn how to operate by it and stay in the love of God and let Christ be formed in us. He that's born of God cannot sin. You're not going to want to. We're righteous by the blood of Jesus, and we fulfill the law by the love of God. And I'll close with that. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory.